Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Did you claim all that? Woohoo! Here we are. It's Sunday. Take me to church. Yeah, we're here. Boy, I'll tell you, what a week, huh? What a week. I know that this community is staying balanced, holding focus on what they want, and staying in their knowing. If you did not join us for that webinar last week, I'm telling you, it was a plethora of information and clarity around what's coming up, what to do, what to plan on, how to participate, what to watch out for. It was just quite an unbelievable webinar. So thank all of you that participated in this. I want to remind all of you, December's looming closely, and you know what that means. We'll be rolling out the Christmas special, half-hour privates for $100 that will start in January. So if you're looking for nice gifts for anybody, especially yourself, you're going to want to participate in that. I'm going to read the amazing statement here again that the channel is asking us to do daily for a year. I hope you have printed it. I hope you have posted it by your computer or your toilet or wherever you go every day. And really the word that they gave us during the webinar was that they are begging us to do this daily and really create this world that we have an opportunity to create right now. So the statement is, join me please. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. Which brings me to the next piece of information that the channel has, that the channel wants you all, us all, to know that this truly is, we are entering now the age of Aquarius. And I just want to read you some of the lines from the song. Love will steer the stars. Harmony and understanding. Sympathy and trust abounding. No more falsehoods or derisions. The mind's true liberation. This is what is possible for us right now. We are standing in the moment of all possibilities for the new world. Be a part of it, guys. Don't wait for it. Don't look to see what somebody else is doing. Know right now, if you want to create the world of all possibilities for the age of Aquarius, know that you are the power. Know that you deserve all your good. And know that whatever you do, it works. So we are claiming those three things. We are in our knowing about them, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Send out the signal of the age of Aquarius. One thing I wanted to share with everyone also, and this came in after the webinar, someone who attended the webinar didn't get a chance to ask this question, and she wanted to know about the Electoral College, and hands down, the channel says it's for the highest good of all mankind to abolish the Electoral College and for the fairness of all people. The word they're giving me right now is antiquated. It's antiquated and it's out of date, and we need to move on from it. All right, a little commercial break here. Our beloved Stephen, that we, believe me, would not be doing this show without. His company is starting Christmas, Far Out Foods, FOODZ. Gosh, they have, you know, more than a year ago, this was just a dream that Stephen talked to me about. And I said, well, you got to start taking action, babe, and believing in yourself. Now they've got all kinds of gift sets going up for cooks and chefs and grilling or smoking. They've also got now expanded into salad dressings and chili and hot cocoa sets and coffee sets. They've got new blends like lemon garlic this year and teriyaki. It's amazing how he's taken this dream, like all your dreams, and committed to it, stepped out in faith. And, you know, I'm, of course, I have a lot of grillers and bakers and cookers in my family, so I'm getting sets for everybody. But if you would like to support Stephen, go to faroutfoods.com, and use the code DWallace, one word, all lowercase, and you'll get 10% off. Woohoo! I'm excited for Stephen so much for that. Had a fabulous time shooting my TV show. I'll let you all know when it airs. It'll be a while, I'm sure. And things going swimmingly here. I urge you again, all of you, to do every day 10 minutes of the breathing exercise. It powerfully is creating my life. Okay, can I go to the calls now? Is there anything else I need to bring out? All right, here we go. Da, 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 da. We're off. Lynn, you're up first. What's up?
Oh, hey. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so yes, the webinar was awesome. I loved it.
Great, thank you.
Okay. So I want to know why I'm not sleeping at night. It's taking so long to get to sleep that I'm up until like 1 or 3 in the morning. And what I got to was my energy is just so excited to create and be out and creating beyond what I'm creating.
Yes. And mixed in there is the belief that you have to be vigilantly awake and conscious every moment to make sure nothing happens.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Highest, most correct, most complete. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? Yep. So it's, excuse me. It's that, it's that yin and yang. Right, that I'm getting all my good, but I have to make sure that the other shoe doesn't drop. Okay. And a lot of us are sharing that, Lynn, because it, when you really start applying this work and stuff starts coming in, it's almost hard to believe. I mean, in March and April, when I couldn't work as an actor and all this money was coming from places I didn't even know about, it's like, it's almost too good to believe. And we're just taught, oh my God, I can't get into this too much because I don't want to jinx it. Right? So that's right. All it is. So just tell yourself at night, sleep easy, Lynn. Your creation's already done.
Oh, perfect. Sounds great. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Good question. Really good question. All right, Miss Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Thank you so, so very much. I rearranged my morning before going to deal with the situation to try and get through. I'm having a bizarre but interesting situation where I settled a loan a year ago, paid it off. It was a school loan, and then due to some technicality, it got reversed and refunded back to me like a week or so ago. I'm able to possibly discharge it completely, but it'll be a process for the next 2 years. I went to try and resettle, but it didn't feel right to me. And my other option was losing possibly some of my SSI, and the loan that I wanted to pay off is refusing to settle.
So, okay, Maria, this is, and I don't usually say this on the show, there's so many layers of so many things here that it's really a private session. But let me get to the core of what it's all. Look, that doesn't make any sense to me, that if you paid off a loan and then they paid it back to you, it would take 2 years for you to just rectify it. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it's a school loan. So I applied for disability discharge, and it's a 3-year process of evaluation. And after 3 years, if you don't make enough money, then they delete the loan.
And okay, in one sentence, Maria, what is your question? And I'm teaching you all how to do this because this is what you need to do with the universe and the universe of you. Simple question. What do you want to know?
How to handle it, because...
Yeah, but that's not specific enough, how to handle it. So
how to handle the money that I got back. So I don't want it to affect my Social Security, but yet I feel happy about allowing the process to be discharged in a couple of years.
Okay. So this is a legal thing that I'm not schooled to answer you, but I can tell you the energetic thing within your energy system that's creating this. And this is a pattern with you, I believe, Maria, from working with you on the show for some time now, that people and institutions seem to turn against you and make it hard for you to rectify whatever it is that you're wishing to rectify. And that tells me, the channel is speaking now, I know it sounds like me, that there is a deep-seated belief in the mistrust of the way you see the world. So let's go over this, guys. The three pillars have to be in place. How I see me, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. And the place that's causing so much havoc in your life is how you look out and see the world. And now we're going to a core belief. This page here. Okay. You see the world as a world where you will never be good enough. You see the world seeing you as not good enough. So if we, and many of us share this, Maria, at some level or another, if we have the belief that we are not good enough, then we have to set up situations to mirror those things happening. Now, the channel also wants you to know you're not halfway, but you're close to working through this and being aware of it and letting it go so you can turn all this stuff around. But it happens with your family, happens with the government, happens with the school. Somehow, the other entity doesn't come through for you. So the more you see yourself as good enough and know your self-worth and look out and see a world where the world allows you to be good enough and acknowledges you, and the world looks back at you and says, look at Maria, she's good enough, let's work with her, let's rectify this, then everything's going to be a lot easier. The other stuff you need to talk to a lawyer or a counselor or somebody, because it's a lot of information that I don't have. But energetically, this is what's going to clear it up. Are you clear about what they gave you?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sweet thing. All righty. We're going to Ms. Wendy in Sacramento.
Good morning, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, baby cakes. What can I do for you?
Well, I got ill with my back in January, and I could not work, and there's also a hearing situation. I have a disability with hearing, but I work well with functional hearing aids, call center for medical insurance. And HR and I had a conversation on the 19th day of October, and she verbally tried to push me in a corner and have me use the word, I agree or accept what she was saying, and I was savvy enough not to do it. Nonetheless, she fired me from the company for medical reasons because it was taking too long for me to get well. And her idea of an ADA accommodation was ridiculous. So,
Wendy, what's your question?
Okay. I have representation. His name is Taylor. 98% success rate in the firm. Will I win my suit, and will it be outside of court?
Well, that's not the right question. The right question is, do you have everything in alignment to win the suit? And I get a yes. Is that the right question? That's the highest question. Will you win it out of court? Oh, you have something you need to align. Yeah. Okay. So Wendy, you need to start seeing that the world is easy.
Okay.
That what you create is easy. Remember, whatever I do, it's going to work. That was one of the things they gave us at the beginning of the show. And to stay in love, like the Buddha said, if you have to sue somebody on this plane, sue them. Just stay in love while you're doing it.
I agree totally.
Okay.
And
so
and I'm gonna ask my attorney to get a copy of audio copy of the conversation, not a transcript, because transcripts can be wrong. I want an audio copy. The truth shall set me free.
Okay, but Wendy, I'm telling you, I can hear in the vibration of your voice that you're angry and you're pissed off and you're ready for a fight. That's not going to create what you want.
Oh, I have a lot of kindness for the for Heather from HR. I wish her well.
I'm talking about, look, we've got a theme going already, guys. How do you see the world? How do you see the world and your place in it? Is the world on your side or not? And when I ask that question for you, I get a no. And that's what you have to turn around, just like Maria. You see, if we're going, I know I'm right about this. I know I should win. And I don't think the world's on my side. So I'm going to get an audio copy and I'm going to, and you go into that vibration, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Then you push away what you want, baby. So
I agree with you.
All right. Well, but you're not. You're agreeing with me, but you're not doing it. So can you stand back and go, I know that I'm right. I know that it's all working out. I know that this will be delivered to me. And now I'm just going to take the steps I have to take to get it done.
Absolutely.
All right, you can feel the difference, though, in what I just said and what you said, can't you?
I do.
Okay.
I subscribe to what you're saying, and I do not think it's by chance that I got this firm standing behind me and that Taylor's representing me, 98% success rate.
Well, you attracted that, baby.
I'm gonna let him drive.
Well, yeah, that's why you hired him. You stay in love, and you stay in your knowing, guys. I walked all of you through this with the election.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get all up in the drama of anything if you're gonna create the peaceful outcome that you all want. All right, I got to move on, baby. You got your answer, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Happy Sunday.
Indeed. We're going to make it that way.
Yes. So last week we uncovered for me a little tiny bit of I don't ever want to be, and I am just confirming that that is in balance now and that I am in alignment with all creating all of my good and letting it be easy.
That's the right question. All those things are in place. I get a yes.
Woohoo!
Woohoo indeed. Good work.
Yeah.
Good
and
work.
The webinar off the charts. Amazing.
Seriously,
so
I know we say that all the time, but this one, I got so much clarity about so many things. You know, one of the biggest things, and she served everybody so much, was the caller that asked about wearing masks. And she didn't like her choice being taken away. And I just have to tell everybody what the channel said. It said, sometimes it appears that we have our choice taken away from us for the greater good. like when we had to go on rations in World War II for the greater good, like when we had to take the polio vaccine when we were little. So, yes, for the greater good, you can perceive your choice being taken away from you, and that is always your choice. So if you want to hold on to your choice, choose what perspective you want to own. And then you always stay in your choice. It's brilliant. It's really brilliant. But until it came out of my mouth, I hadn't put it together so succinctly. It's beautiful. And I wanted to share that with everybody.
Absolutely. And the example of Viktor Frankl and his experience in the concentration camp of being an uplifter and making the choice to do that, even when nearly all freedoms were taken away.
Exactly.
So
we're
for me, Dee.
always at choice, guys. You know, just remember that if you get up and you're in a concentration camp, you still have a choice how to create your day. Thank you, Emily. Thanks for reminding us. I love you too. Great. Miss Melinda in Massachusetts, you be on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
So my question is about how to phrase a claim. So I was diagnosed with osteoporosis in my spine, and this healer told me that it's because I'm holding so much emotion on my upper body. So I'm claiming I am filled with love, forgiveness, and compassion, which feels good, but how can I phrase it so I also release the negative things that I'm holding?
That does release it, but you need to add the words "for myself."
For myself.
Yes, compassion for myself, love for myself, forgiveness. Always, always, guys, start with you. It's so much easier, really, to forgive others than it is to forgive ourselves for whatever we think we need to be, for whatever transgressions we think we've created. You know, you're human. Let it go. Move back into love. Now, hold on, because I heard this. Oh, dear Lord, who was this that I talked to with a back? I think it was Wendy. Whomever brought up their back before during the call, and I'm getting this for you also, Melinda. They keep giving me the word virus. So it's a physical virus? No, but it's a mental, emotional, and spiritual virus. So, you know, virus attacks us, right?
Right.
Attacks our immune systems. So am I going to a core belief? Yes. Not this page. Hang on, this page. Here. 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Okay. That is specifically in regards to the state of the world and where it's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you all... Okay, you got something?
No, I just feel like I've been working so hard on that.
Well, baby, I want to reiterate to everybody our really, really big core things, mine included, are coming up right now to finally put them at rest. We've been peeling off the layers of the onion for some time. But now we are moving into, again, the age of Aquarius, of freedom.
Right.
So there are little core things that will raise their heads and go, I'm not quite put to bed yet. So
right.
If two people are bringing it in on the show, it's for bloody everybody. You are supposed to be here, and you do belong creating this new Age of Aquarius. Do you understand? Everybody in this community chose to be here right now to do the work on behalf of all energy that needs to be done. That's why, again, the channel is begging you, which I've never been given that word before, begging you to participate and claim the statement daily for the next year. You have to understand that the energy has been so screwed up with anger and mistrust and lack of integrity. Again, the daily emails next week are going to give you so much clarity that we need to keep creating consciously for the next year to help us, the government, America, and the world come back into balance. So don't despair with information like this. Go, yippee, we're there, and we are literally supposed to be here belonging to the change in the world. Okay, Melinda?
Yep, got it. Thank you so much.
You bet, baby.
Bye.
Okay. Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, sweetheart.
Happy almost Thanksgiving and almost my 70th birthday on the 25th. Yay.
Well, yay. Indeed. Happy birthday. What can we answer for you, baby cakes?
Well, you know, everything is going really smoothly in my life with a couple exceptions. I am having the only question I have is like, I'm having setbacks on getting my house repaired, like the roof thing that I did. I did
yeah.
the Better Business Bureau. I actually changed my insurance policy because the company, I've tried several times to have them fix things and they kept falling through. They just upped the rates. I said, I'm done with them.
Yeah.
I switched. I'm like, I'm done. You're not going to help me. You're going to just keep giving me the runaround.
Well, yeah, that's like the rat in the cage. They keep going back to the same place and the cheese is never there.
And they raised the prices up. So I got insurance for several hundred dollars less.
Okay.
The same amount of coverage.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good creating. What's your question?
Okay. My question is, I've hired a man to do some work on my house, and he keeps putting it off, and of course, the river doesn't want to
Okay, all right, so stop right there.
So
right there.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, people don't come through for me. Those are the highest words.
Okay.
Okay? Again,
so,
guys, look at how many people are bringing this in today. I see the world as a world that always comes through for me.
Okay.
I see,
good.
Yeah. Okay. I see people who always show up for me. You know, I'm going to fire my gardener because I keep asking him to do things, and he's such a nice guy, and he always gives me these answers that sound plausible, but the work never gets done. So, If I don't move on taking care of myself, that's not self-love, to keep working with people that don't come through for you. I want us all right now, let's come together and claim, I choose continuously and consciously to see a world that comes through for me in every way. That's my command to all energy. Which, by the way, the channel is saying the statement that they gave us covers that. Okay, what did you want to say, Susan?
I contacted one of the agencies to help low-income people, and they are going to come through for me, but probably won't happen till next year because it's just about winter here. So they're doing some work, and I have full faith that they will be coming through for me to get some work done because I feel very positive about them.
Yep, I get a yes on that. And
the other question,
Susan,
Ann, go ahead.
You want to see all the world, even
right. The
big guys. Okay, guys, the president comes through for us. God comes through for us. All the big lawyers come through for us. Everybody comes through for us because that's how we see the world. Okay.
There was one other thing. Now the cat went out of my mind.
That's all right. Email me. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right, baby.
When it comes back, I'll email you.
Okay. Been there, done that. Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, love you.
I love you too. Elena in New York, you're on.
Oh, hello, Dee. Hello, everybody. So good to be here with everybody. For the first time since the pandemic, this past week has given me so many opportunities to get back into balance. And I know these are character building moments to help me unfold for the highest good. And I'm just feeling my feelings around that. I'm feeling disappointed and confused by many spirituality teachers and health and wellness space teachers from whose teachings I have gained so much over the years, but they seem to be aligning themselves with things that I just don't, something about it doesn't seem right. And I know this is giving me the opportunity to stand more strongly in my own knowing.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. Like, I don't know if it's because they're not getting the highest information or what they're saying is actually there's a kernel of nugget of truth or whatever, but it doesn't matter.
Look, if it doesn't resonate with you and it brings your energy down.
Yeah.
But look, to everything there is a season, right? To plant and sow and reap and whatever, all that's a biblical statement. And spiritual healers are healing also, guys. I find things every day that I am choosing to heal and expand with. So, I mean, I found out that how do I say this? I found out that a very big healer that does a lot of affiliates, that helps a lot of healers make money, are very aligned with principles that I do not believe in and know are not true. So then, when I'm approached, do you want to be a part of this affiliate program? I have to make a decision, knowing this about who is running it. I have to test, and I do, is it for the greater good for everyone listening that I do this, or can that audience even receive what I'm bringing to the table? And if it's a no, I don't participate because I know my money will come in from somewhere else, Elena. But that is throwing your pearls before swine. But your opportunity is not to judge them. Your opportunity is to say, thank you for getting me this far. And now I feel like I have even a higher knowing, and I'm going to follow that. And thank you that you helped me get this far so that I could move into my own higher knowing.
Yes.
That feel okay to you?
It does feel okay. And I'm just grappling with the fact that I also need to like mourn some of this, and it's so uncomfortable, and I want to spiritually bypass it, but I know that's not going to serve
why,
me in my
heart. Why? What do you have to mourn?
I just feel lots of feelings of sadness around it.
Because?
I feel sadness, and I'm...
See, I get a no on that. I... Hold on.
Or even anger at moments.
Well, yes, the highest word is fear. Under anger, I keep telling you guys, it's always grief or fear. And what happens when we have believed and trusted and followed someone, and then we wake up one day and go, wait a minute, this doesn't resonate with me anymore. It puts us into fear about what we know ourselves, and it puts us into fear that they didn't know. And the answer that the channel is giving is, it's very easy, Elena. Does it align with love? Does it bring you more into love? Do you feel more love? If you ask yourself that question, guys, you will always get the clear answer. If it is not telling you to move more into love, not fear, not judgment, not retaliation, not any of those lower vibrations, it's not the truth. And that truth is what sets you free.
Yes.
Got it?
Thank you.
You bet.
Yes,
make it easy,
you.
Sweetheart. Make
much.
It easy. That's right.
Okay.
We're all learning. You know, we're all learning, guys. I'm sure if I went back 5 years ago, I would go, oh, holy hell, I said that? I have a whole different understanding of that now. Because that's how it works. We are continuously opening and understanding and expanding and growing. Continuously. Okay? So celebrate that continuance of expansion. Miss Vicky, hi. I asked you to call in about something, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And I about 20 minutes before the show, I reminded you. But we kind of covered it. It was the email I sent you that, you know, it was around the forced vaccinations. And I have it here if you wanted me to read it, but it's, you know, kind of long to read.
Yeah. You had somebody in your family, a little one.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old grandson in New York who was forced to take a flu shot, or they were going to close down the Montessori school, the health department. New York State has mandated all vaccinations, but then they also mandated flu shots for 3-year-olds.
And so, this is what brought us into the discussion of the greater good.
Yes. And we talked about that, and that brought us, you know, I never had a problem with the masks. It's the vaccinations. And so, yeah, that's what opened up that discussion of understanding it's for the broader good. And then we've, you know, the other point, I think we finally have, I mean, for me, this idea that we can affect, like, my concern is the pharmaceutical industry. It, not trusting, you know, the government and the pharmaceutical industry and the state legislating vaccinations, not just the coronavirus, but all of them. Because I have been, my ear has been over to RFK Jr., who has a big children's health defense newsletter that goes out, and a lot of exposure around, you know, what goes on in the pharmaceutical industry. And so,
okay, but Vicky,
we've kind of beaten this. So now we know. I mean, the whole idea is that we can affect this. You know, we can consciously choose to see a world that comes through for us.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
That's huge, yeah.
And the channel
wants. For me.
want you to know that I hesitate. Well, my job is just to tell you what the channel's bringing in.
Okay.
That
okay.
a lot of that newsletter is
yeah.
correct, and a lot of it is based in fear.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, fear and love don't go together.
Right.
So.
Yes.
And guys, if you are really involved in things like this, like you are, Vicki, you want to take the time to research the people, their belief systems, and where they've come from
mm-hmm.
that are putting out this information. Did I hear those
mm-hmm.
words in the highest way? Yes. Okay. The challenge with social media right now is
right.
Well, that's the challenge that the channel's saying with the world, because
with the
we
world.
Just don't know who mm-hmm. to believe.
Exactly.
Okay.
I know another. Yeah. I mean,
but
I
you
get
know
a,
you're your highest
yeah.
answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Woo. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for remembering to bring
yeah,
that
thank
in.
You.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
And I.
Oh, gosh, I already put you off, Vicki. Sorry. Sorry, sorry. Gina in California, you're on. Gina, you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
So fantastic. thank you. And,
you're welcome.
And before I keep going, when Stephen called to get my name and everything, I said, are you the Stephen she was talking about? So I just, for people who are newer to the call, that is the producer, the amazing Stephen.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I just wanted to connect with that.
Let me tell you, half the shows you would not be hearing if Stephen weren't running the board, because we have so many problems, so many days getting on here. I'm going to get off and see what I've got in me that keeps creating that. What's your question, Gina?
Okay, so I have been doing the breathing exercise. I've been creating in my
up,
life,
aren't you?
Yes, but and there's the and, which is what I'm talking about. Is there's just so much congestion, and listening to all these people, like I've totally started to see, like there's a lot, you know, there's layers. But I feel like it relates to my family some way, and how I see them, and how I think they see me. But maybe that's not right, but I do think there's some misalignment.
I get a yes
here.
On that there is.
Yeah.
You see, if you test this stuff, guys, you can't say, I think there is. You'll get a whole
yeah.
different answer than there is.
Yeah.
Okay? So there definitely is, and it's causing you grief.
Yes.
Okay? And grief, I mean...
Yes.
Pretty much any healer will tell you that grief often shows up as chest congestion, nasal congestion, stuff like that.
Right.
Gina, they want me to go to the body book, and I don't – well, hold on. Maybe I have time. we're at the end of the show, you know, and
right.
I want to make sure I stay in the channel, because I have to come out. And all right, we're going to cold. That's where we're going. The word cold. Okay. Hang on, because these body books are pretty big. Cold. Dear God. There's pages. Okay. This page, no. This page, here. Forget it. They do not want support from others or from the environment out of a deep distrust. Well, doesn't that just continue the theme of the show here? I'm not trusting you to come through for me, so I don't want to be supported by you, lawyer, or you, insurance company, or you, family, or... So, we've just really, really got to turn that way we see the world around, guys. They want you to know, Gina, your family's not going to come through for you. Even when you get this belief in alignment, they are who they are. So can you accept them and not need them to come through for you? The channel's
asking.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, I think that I've been coming to terms with that, but I don't think I fully accept it.
Well, then I would make the choice right now.
So I'm creating my own pain, basically.
Well, yeah, you're a house divided against yourself, and you're arguing against yourself.
Okay, so yes, I accept that they will not come through for me. Wow, that's great.
And I have compassion for them.
And I have compassion for them?
Yeah, and for myself. And I choose to love them exactly as they are.
I choose to love them exactly as they are. Wow.
And yourself, by the way, also.
And choose to love myself exactly as I am?
Yeah. Yep, that's the big one, everybody. Let's take everything that's come in on this show. This has been a big show today, and balance it, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and we are creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love. For all energy in all dimensions, I command all energy to divine itself as these attributes. And so it is. That statement covers everything you want to create. The channel wants you to know that. And supports the world in creating itself as the world we want. Thanks, Gina.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, let's say it together. Say it loud, say it proud. I love me. I love me. I love me. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.